Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some swings in some series prices after some dominant game ones in the NBA. We'll update those for you in 20 minutes here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. We are live coast to coast on the BetQL Network, wherever you may be in the world. Check your Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free. Download it today. Then, whether you're at the gym, at the office, in the car, wherever, you can get us, including MLB Survivor Plays, 1 hour from now. And in about 40 minutes, tonight's NBA Game 2s specifically, forget series prices, we'll lock in on the three games actually playing tonight, sides, totals, and props as well. But the draft is 3 days away, a little more than 72 hours from now. The Bears will go on the clock. They'll make us all sweat because that's what the networks want. And then they'll take Caleb Williams. And then Washington will have the opportunity to take Jaden Daniels. We'll see if that's exactly the way it plays out, if it gets squirrely at the third spot, or where it goes sideways. Here to talk about all of it from 4 for 4, Scott Smith at Scott Smith FF on X. Scott, good morning. And let's start there, I guess, with the J.J. McCarthy smoke. Some books have moved the numbers from 20 to 1 all the way to 12 to 1, an increased belief that McCarthy is in play at number 2, even if Jaden Daniels is still the clear favorite, minus 150 or thereabouts, 155 at BetMGM specifically, and then Drake May, a short underdog at plus 125. What are you hearing about the latest on the quarterback shuffle, the quarterback game of musical chairs, and where things will actually get started, where the action will actually get started, whether it's at 2, 3, or somewhere later?
Look, the action absolutely gets started there at 2 at Washington. I've been on the Drake May side of things. The latest information that I have is specifically that the whole front office has been split. They said owner Josh Harris has been a little bit more involved than what was expected, and he is a big McCarthy fan, while the GM, Peter, supposedly likes May, and I'm hearing that Kingsbury is all about Jaden Daniels. I was in Baton Rouge this weekend, so I sourced out and had a few drinks with some LSU connections. So I've been trying to parse through information from the LSU side of things. I've got a little one-off connection through Jaden Daniels' camp. And as of this weekend, Saturday night in particular, some people close to Jaden Daniels' camp expect him to be the pick at number 2. A lot of the smoke that's been going on throughout the media has been absolutely correct. The last bit of information that I got was that Jaden absolutely does have a preference in where he goes. And that order specifically, what I was told, was Las Vegas, Minnesota, New England, and then Washington. And in both New England and Washington are trying to make plays with San Francisco to bring in Brandon Ayuk to make Jaden Daniels happy.
Is New England definitely going quarterback, or does it depend which quarterbacks are available?
The other part of the information that I have is that they have been fielding calls specifically from Minnesota as a team that has been very interested to move up, and that the asking price has been four first round picks to move up to get that. They are specifically in on Jaden Daniels as being that. And my understanding is that they're not willing to move off of that pick until they know for sure that Jaden Daniels is not going to be there. I do think that they're still, if Jaden Daniels is selected, I do feel like New England is leaning in the Drake May side of things. And I think even if Jaden Daniels is off the board, I feel like May is going to be the pick, and that the team that wants to go in for McCarthy is going to have to do so at the 4 or 5 spot.
Wow. This is so fascinating. I love it. Good work working those sources. I can't wait to see what happens. So if Jaden doesn't want to go to Washington, or not really New England, if that doesn't pan out, could a team end up trading up for that three spot with New England? Do you see that happening?
You know, the real issue is going to be, I think that from a ownership standpoint, specifically Robert Kraft, from the information that I have, is that he is kind of mandated it be a quarterback. They would have to absolutely have their socks blown off. And that's why you're hearing that the asking is four first round picks or the equivalent. So I think for specifically New England, I think the pick is absolutely going to be either Daniels or May come Thursday night. And that if it's, I just don't hear the rumblings for McCarthy, even though it's been reported, you know, some places in the media. I just don't think McCarthy's going to be the pick there for New England.
Scott Smith of 4 for 4 at Scott Smith FF on Twitter. So let's play it out this way then. Let's go down this path of quarterback, Williams, Daniels, May, or Williams, May, Daniels, however it may shake out. Those three are off the board with the first three picks, and nobody moves because the asking price is astronomical. That leaves Arizona sitting at 4 with multiple decisions to be made. One, do we just take Marvin Harrison here and be done with it? Two, how far can we move back and still get Marvin Harrison or maybe Malik Nabers as well? Three, who are the teams that are calling us to move up to 4 that feel like they have to be there, absolutely have to be there to get J.J. McCarthy off the board? I imagine the Vikings are in the mix, right?
Yeah, Minnesota is the top team. Denver's also kind of in the mix. I don't believe that the pick is going to be traded here for Arizona. I think both of those teams, specifically Minnesota, is going to kind of call the bluff. The other local news there in Baton Rouge is that Arizona has done extensive homework on Malik Nabers, specifically on his background. And there is some whispers around town that they actually prefer Nabers over Marvin Harrison. That's not necessarily my opinion, but someone close to Nabers has also pointed out and said that he fully expects to be drafted by either Arizona or New York Giants, with the Giants having also have another rumor and leak source there saying that Nabers is absolutely the pick at 6 if he gets there. So when we're talking about 4, I think Arizona does end up sticking and making the pick. I just think they're all in on getting a wide receiver, and it's going to be a little bit too much to go ahead and move down and then move back up. A lot of people saw the work that Monty Austenfort did last year in doing that, and they romanticize about it happening again. And I just think it's harder for that to happen than what most people understand. It's easy to watch it, but 9 times out of 10, the draft's not working out that way, especially when you have two players that are as highly thought of as both Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr.
For much of the draft process, most mock drafters had it plugged in. Look, it's going to be 8, Atlanta, Dallas Turner, and everybody had that. And we're starting to see a shift, and I also saw it in your latest mock draft at 4for4.com. So what do you see at the moment happening with the Falcons at 8?
Yeah, so we've been a little bit tuned in with some of our Atlanta sources for the last few weeks, and we've heard continuously that Latu is the top edge defender on their board. It's not that it's by a wide margin, but there are some links there between Latu and some of the coaching staff there. The medical checks, from what we understand, have checked out. He's got clearance, and they're comfortable with that. And I think it's very close between he and Dallas Turner. But the outside part that you have to really start looking at, and when you start looking at some of the first defender off the board lines that they have, is Byron Murphy's also in the mix there. Now, Atlanta needs edge more than they do need interior defensive line. So we're leaning specifically Latu, and it's for multiple reasons. So from a betting standpoint, you have multiple outs. If Latu is indeed, as our sources say, the top edge defender on their board, he makes sense there at 8. But also, if Atlanta decides to trade back, which they're heavily rumored to do, and some other team wants to jump, you know, Chicago, say, for Roma Dunze, or, you know, one of these other teams to go ahead and get a specific offensive lineman, I think Atlanta still has some flexibility to move back and still acquire Latu in the draft while they add another pick.
So what are you thinking happens with the Bears? Are they open to trading that 9th pick, or do you think they stay there?
I think right now, I think there's a very specific order from what we understand. Some of my co-hosts there for 444 on Move the Line have good connections in Chicago. Our sources are telling us specifically that they like Odunze a lot. It makes a lot of sense. And that if Odunze is not the pick, it's Jared Verse is next on their board. And then recently here, you've started to hear some other rumblings that Byron Murphy could be in the mix as well.
Scott Smith, a 4 for 4 with us here on BetQL Daily. I don't want to make this all about quarterbacks because we have gone in the direction of talking neighbors, obviously, as you mentioned, wide receiver and Latu and Odunze. But Joe Alt sits there at 7 as well, another sort of keystone in how all of this maneuvers, and it would seem to make sense that it's Tennessee, although there's an outside shot, I would guess, that the Chargers could go there if both receivers are off the board and they've maybe moved out of 5. I do come all the way back around to asking about McCarthy, though, in so much as I see the number at 5.5 in a lot of places for his over-under on draft slot. I, in particular, just finally went in on Friday on the over. I think he goes after 5. But, you know, there is the thought. I know you said Arizona might not want to deal with everything they had to deal with last year to move back and then move back up to ensure they get Neighbors or Harrison. But if they do, is it the Giants moving into 4? Is it, you know, I know you mentioned Minnesota, but are Minnesota and Denver maybe sitting there saying, maybe even Vegas, hey, if a quarterback falls to us at 11, 12, 13, we'll take him. It'll probably be McCarthy. But if not, oh, well, we'll get a really good player, maybe even an offensive weapon for whoever our next quarterback is going to be. And we'll roll the dice on Penix or Nix there at 11, 12, 13, or even later in the first round.
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense specifically for Denver. I've heard specifically that Sean Payton absolutely wants a quarterback, is desperate to go ahead and get one, but that the front office is specifically not allowing him to kind of make an unhinged type of decision where a lot of these future picks are going to be traded. So Minnesota's in a much better position to do that. When it comes to McCarthy and that under 5.5, that's actually an official play of ours for 4 for 4, so I'll give that out here. We actually like him to go, whether it be at 4 or 5. We think both teams have motivation to go ahead and move off of those picks. I think from what I understand is that specifically Minnesota has been very active on the phones, both, you know, calling New England and calling the Chargers. But specifically, I've heard they have a handshake deal under the table that, you know, the parameters are already arranged with the Chargers to go ahead and make a move should the player that they, the, you know, want be there. And specifically when it comes to Minnesota, I think Minnesota's in on both May and on McCarthy. So I think they're comfortable with both of those players. The other information that we've had early on was that, you know, specifically Minnesota called Washington, wanted to move up with Washington all the way to 2. And specifically that was for interest in Jaden Daniels. They were rebuffed and turned down by Washington. Washington simply not interested in moving off of the pick. You saw the late meeting that they had with between Daniels and Minnesota, you know, here around town, like some of Justin Jefferson's family members have been talking and saying that they're trying to get Jaden Daniels to Minnesota, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen because I don't think either New England or Washington is interested in moving off of those.
Any other bets that you would recommend with the current prices?
Look, I really do think that some of the steam that's coming in on Byron Murphy is very interesting. It was as high as like 1,800, but it's been bet down a little bit. But I still think there's some value there for him to either be first defensive player off the board. A lot of the prices that I like and the things that I think people need to start targeting is some of the books are opening up some parlay pieces where you can go ahead and bet, you know, multiple players to be top 10 picks or, you know, first round. What I like to do is look at those first 10 picks because they're pretty settled in. Target two of the players that you're pretty sure are going to be drafted there in the top 10, along with another piece to go ahead and parlay in there to be a first round pick. And you're talking about some of the players on the back end, whether that be like a Darius Robinson, you know, a Jordan Morgan, you know, some of those type of players. So you can get pretty good numbers there on the parlays. And then another bet that I really like when you start looking at all the players that you expect to go in the first round, it's not juice. I mean, you're going to have to play the juice a little bit, but it's sitting around minus 200, and that's the over-under for SEC players drafted in the first round at 9.5. I think that's going to go ahead and hit for the over because a lot of the players that are on the bubble end right there, first five in, last, you know, first five out type of deal in the first round are all SEC players that are going to be in consideration. So those are a couple of them that I like. And if you really want to go ahead and take a long shot, like I said, there is smoke towards neighbors going to Arizona. So if you either want to do that first offensive player, first non-quarterback off the board to be Malik Nabers, or even pair him up with Arizona, you can go ahead and get that around plus 1800, excuse me.
Wow. You mentioned earlier Jaden Daniels wants Vegas. What do you think Vegas does? Because New England and Washington don't seem interested in giving up their spots.
Yeah, I just think that when it comes down to it, you need a partner to dance with. And I just think that they're going to be sitting out on the sidelines. I don't think that they're going to have the ability and what it takes to move up, because you simply have to have one of those two teams interested. And if they're not interested, that means that you're overpaying by a drastic amount. I don't see that happening. I think they're high enough on Michael Penix, specifically when we're talking about the Raiders, that I think they're in a position to either be desperate enough to take him at 13 or move back into the bottom of the first round and go ahead and take Penix. Specifically when we're talking about both Penix and Nix, I think, you know, the Raiders with Penix and in Denver specifically with Nix are good matchups, and they're not bad plays either. You're not going to get the greatest lines, but you're still going to get plus money in when you're targeting those two guys to those two teams.
Yep, that'll get us up over 4.5 and 5.5 quarterbacks in the first round as well, which are some decent numbers out there. Scott, great stuff as always. We really appreciate it. We'll look forward to catching up with you again soon. Pardon me. Good luck on all the draft bets this week, and great work with all the sources, especially down there in Baton Rouge. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You too. Scott Smith, FF on Twitter and X. Yeah, he's got Penix going to the Raiders at 31 in his latest mock. We can dive back into the NFL draft in the two-minute drill about 1 hour and 5 minutes from now. But next, updates on the series prices for NBA first-round series. Game ones were pretty decided. What's that mean for those numbers? Next on BetQL Daily.